Cabinet has given its full backing to recent actions by the Bank of Ghana to end the dollarization of the economy and ultimately restore the stability of the cedi. The decision was taken following an interaction with the governor of the Bank of Ghana aimed at clarifying a number of concerns arising from the bank's recent announcement of measures to address the depreciation of the cedi. A statement signed by the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yaraga, said the meeting took note of recent developments in the global economy, especially exchange rate adjustments in emerging and frontier economies. According to the statement, it was observed that some emerging economies had fared far worse than Ghana. Mr. Yaraga spoke to Radio Ghana's Bubu Klinugu.
Cabinet had issues with what appears to be lack of clarity in terms of the real import of some of the directives. And the governor and his team agreed and undertook to carry out some more education and provide some clarity to the issues that were raised.
Mr. Yaraga, some people have argued that some of these measures have been there since time immemorial, but the problem is lack of enforcement and implementation. What measures is government or cabinet considering to enforce the measures announced by the Bank of Ghana?
Government mechanisms did receive considerable attention, and all agencies that have a role to play have been given, if I may put it, the marching orders by the president to fully comply and then enforce the laws. So I want to assure you that this time we will see a sustained and committed enforcement of the laws relating to forex and foreign exchange receipts and transfers and transactions in foreign currencies.
So does it mean that we will see policemen and other security personnel going to places to be on the lookout for those who be flouting the law?
It will be a combined set of measures. There will be a program to raise public awareness of the negative impact of dollarization on the entire economy. There will also be efforts to engage the public to report and insist on transactions to be done in cedis. The Ministry for Water Resources, Works and Housing will engage in people in the estate and housing sector to ensure the transactions there are captured in cedis and not dollars. Tourism will monitor hotels and insist on their complying with the foreign exchange regulations. And so where it becomes necessary, law enforcement agencies such as the police, the intelligence agencies, immigration, customs, and the GRA generally will all be playing their roles in ensuring that there is compliance.
But is government satisfied with the measures announced by the bank?
We believe that the Bank of Ghana is competent to prescribe solutions to challenges confronting the cedi, and so we respect those measures that they have prescribed and directed that we all comply with those measures.
Minister of Information and Media Relations Mahama Yaraga talking to Bubu Klinugu.